Friend that I was just harassing about his apparel this morning, Bill Ecker, yeah. State Farm Insurance. First off, Bill, it's good to see you again. I hope you're having a good new year so far.
So far, so good. Thanks, Tom. You too.
And that's one of the reasons why I have you in this morning. This is something every single one of us worry about, whether we own, whether we rent.
Absolutely.
People coming on and living out in the country as I have for the last 14 years, we use the colloquialism pilfered.
Yes.
I think it's a nice euphemism so we don't have to say we got ripped off last night.
Right.
But as we see this, and here's the thing I think where we need to start, Bill. Okay. Illinois, January in Illinois, there's kind of like 2 points here, the largest rates in which this happens, largest, biggest time.
That's right. That's right. So the top 3 months of a year for a theft to occur are December, January, and then July. And so I think a lot of people understand probably December and January, that's when we get our Christmas gifts. And then thieves realize, hey, they probably got some great Christmas gifts, and we're going to go hit them in January. And then July, summer break. Summer vacation, people tend to talk about it on Facebook or social media. They Facebook Live that moment where the sun sets in Key West and the bad guys know you're gone.
Right. I mean, this is a deal. We have so many resources to battle this now, and we see this. I mean, I think the best example, we see it on a day-to-day in national media is, you know, this past Christmas is Amazon drops a box off on your porch and it's stolen. But we've also, Bill, in recent months and years here in southern Illinois, seen an increase in residential burglary and, in some cases, well, the person's at home. We've seen a lot of this. Matter of fact, somebody sentenced for that, I think, 2 weeks ago in Carbondale by Mike Carr.
Mm-hmm.
So what's State Farm's suggestion on how to put a damper on the prospect of you being robbed while you're away making money?
Yep, absolutely. So when you're off making money, to be able to buy those things to have, and then somebody's looking for that opportunity to steal it from you, State Farm recommends everything else that law enforcement recommends. You know, if you have a lock, lock it. Keep your garage doors closed. Don't put out there on social media that you're going to be gone anywhere. Thieves use that information to monitor whether you're going to be home or not. Be smart about how you get rid of your boxes. Maybe have your packages delivered to work instead of home if your boss allows that. That at least keeps eyes from taking a look at what you've got.
Fences, locks are the way to go. We also see a lot of this involving vehicles. We see that a lot.
Absolutely.
And as a rule, it's because somebody didn't lock the door.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, Tom. And a lot of people, this comes up a lot during theft from personal property from a car. Homeowners policies, renters policies in Illinois cover your personal property while it's in a car, not your automobile policy. And so whenever I go and talk to driver's ed students about that, and as they're getting ready to hit the road for the first time, I talk to them about be wary of where you leave your purse in the car or your iPhone or your backpack, you know, because that's probably, if that stuff's stolen, that's going to fall under mom and dad's homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance and be subject to a deductible. So I'm glad you brought that up.
And I can tell you that I have a father of mine from Elkville who's been a friend of mine, says, you don't think that's important, then you have a $500 laptop in your kid's backpack.
That's right.
And see how you look whenever that, he says, I lost my backpack today.
Absolutely.
Because it starts popping up there pretty quick. But the number one thing I would think, Bill Ecker, State Farm, joining us this morning, video cameras. We see so many of these where you can watch your home literally from your phone at work.
Absolutely.
And all very infrared and everything else. I mean, after this incredibly vivid video of the people backing up to the doors in Murfreesboro to yank the doors off of their truck so they could steal a flat screen TV.
Absolutely.
Once you see that and you don't want a video camera, then you don't have anything to steal.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just says, I want one. And prices are such.
Mm-hmm. That it's now affordable. You can now affordably monitor your home. And there's so many more smart devices coming out. And you've done a great job talking about the Internet of Things. And as we continue to talk about, what does that actually mean? That's your deadbolt lock being connected via a wireless connection to your home Wi-Fi. It's your camera system. All this amazing technology is coming, but that also opens up another Pandora's box. You know, how do you keep your Internet of Things safe from being hacked? Where they can hack in and find an image of you walking by your camera.
You know what's interesting was when I was searching material to talk to you today, how often when I started thinking about theft, did the internet, that aspect coming up, cybercrime, that really was kind of hard getting through that to be able to get to property theft.
Absolutely. And so did you find in your research too, Tom, that what I've been reading about, that a lot of times that starts with just changing the password on your home router. that most oftentimes people put that home router in, never change that factory password, and that's the gateway to being hacked, and that could open up, people could get into your garage door that way.
And I actually tried to go do that.
Really?
And I couldn't get it done on my Netgear.
I understand.
Because I read that. It was number one deal in not making your password.
That's right.
On the list goes. Ask the Democratic National Committee. John Podesta will testify to that somewhere.
That's true.
You know, that this is one of the ongoing items. So it's locking your door. And, you know, I have found in more than one occasion that having a good relationship with your neighbors.
Oh, yes.
I mean, my neighbor called me a couple of years ago and says, somebody is breaking into my home. Go there for me right now. And there was, in fact, a man in this guy's house.
Absolutely.
And we surrounded the house and called the police because he wasn't going to get out one of those doors until we had a police officer there.
That's awesome.
A good neighbor policy
is an excellent place to start. And that, and you're so right, Tom, get out and meet your neighbors. You know, introduce yourself, exchange cell phone numbers, let each other know that you're going to be watching out for one another. But it's also having that great relationship with your recycling guy or your trash man, you know, because they are by your house on a consistent basis and they know when something doesn't look right.
Yeah.
You know, and so you keep that in mind when Christmas rolls around next year and it's time to tip them. You know, they're watching your house too.
Right. Here's the thing. I want to change subjects on you. Bill, what I've seen in the medical industry is that medicine has changed. Medicine's not now about you broke, you've got an illness, and now let's treat it. Medical has started changing into these are the things you do so you don't become sick. I've seen the exact same thing with insurance companies. Mm-hmm. And if I'm wrong and it's not you, then I want to apologize in advance.
Sure.
When we saw those temperatures dip down to whatever it was 4 last week,
yes.
I could swear I saw you you go out on Facebook and say, hey, for all of my people, make sure your water pipes don't freeze it tonight.
Yes.
That you and many other insurance companies, rather than pay, have taken a much more preemptive stance on property theft and damages and storms.
You bet. Absolutely, Tom. And so we try to get those reminders out there. Hey, drip your faucets when it's going to be this cold outside. As you begin to talk about medical care, you know, we wear a smart device and it's an Apple Watch, you know, and I talk to the kids about this when I go to driver's ed, you know, data is going to be a big concern of all of us in the future, you know, and I talk to the kids and say, what if your rates are set by the information they take off of your cell phone someday? You know, or what if your health rates are set by the data they take off your Apple Watch? You know, are we prepared for that? You know, and most of the time it's really enlightening to listen to these 16-year-old kids go, no, I don't like that. I don't like to have my privacy brought into play.
And that phone thing, when you said that, I was like, and it's real easy because you put the app, you've got the Bob's Insurance app on your phone.
Right.
And it records how fast you drive.
Absolutely.
The whole time.
What time of night you're on the road?
You say you're healthy. Right. Doesn't look like you walk very much. Your watch tells us
so. Exactly.
And I believe it was last week that a law enforcement agency tried to subpoena the information, the audio from an Amazon Echo device.
Okay. Yep.
A murder had occurred in the apartment. They wanted the audio. Amazon said no.
Right. Isn't that interesting? Because it's always listening. It's always listening for those keywords to activate.
And if you read down into the Alexa app, you read down in there, they tell you they're recording everything.
Absolutely.
And so it's there somewhere, and you can actually go in and have that erased, or so they say. And oddly enough, right, with the smartphone, it records where I go and how many steps I take every single day, wear one too. So, yeah.
Great device, but you're right. All they have to do is change that end-user agreement that we all say, yes, I agree to, and we got to be aware of what.
Or maybe you sign on with the new insurance company and says, we have right to that data for you.
Absolutely.
Because we need that, you know, to properly diagnose and set your actuary tables.
That's right.
Right? An actuary table for each of us.
Right.
But when it comes to property theft, we come into January, we've got a lot in front of us. To be honest with you, I was a little surprised about property thefts being high in January, not because of the timing, but because of the weather. We had that last really cold snap in Marion, I read the police report for one day. There were 3 arrests. 2 of them were for domestic violence and one of them for theft.
One for theft.
What was normally about 20
yep.
violations in traffic, only 3 in 24 hours.
Wow.
And so that's what surprised me about January.
Theft of opportunity. You know, and a lot of people are so excited. They post everything on social media, or too much really on social media, about what they got. What's easy for thieves to take an inventory. You know, if you don't have your privacy settings set a certain way on your Facebook account,
anybody
or Pinterest,
can watch it.
Anybody can watch you. Just assume that. And they look at what you got, and now they can target you.
And geotags.
And geotags.
Good you point. Can right-click that and literally go, okay, we know the address for this. Here's the doggone latitude Absolutely. And longitude for this thing. We know where Absolutely. That new Gibson Les Paul guitar is. Let's go steal that.
Absolutely.
You leave your page, your front page open. They say, wow, look what they got for Christmas, that new gaming system. Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be great? We'll just shop at that person's house.
We really do kind of. And I get
overshare.
It. Overshare.
Overshare.
There you go. Thank you for saving
overshare.
Me.
Yeah, whenever I meet with policyholders, I always remind them of that. Hey, I'm glad you're getting ready to go on vacation. Just don't talk about it until you get back.
Don't talk about it until you get back. And boy, yeah. That's a hard one, too.
It is hard.
Unless you've got your neighbors watching your house.
That's true, Tom. That's true.
All right. What do you tell people like me who say, you know what? Somebody breaks in my house. Fine. As long as they don't hurt my dog. I swear to God,
yeah.
That's my number one worry.
Number one worry.
Yeah.
So our number one worry is our health concern for us and our loved ones, whether it's children, our spouse, or our dog. And you have the right to protect yourself. You know, and your homeowner's insurance and your renter's insurance is going to protect you in a liability situation. You know, if you choose to use a gun to defend yourself or a baseball bat to defend yourself, and that perpetrator would happen to sue you, you know, that's what you have homeowner's and renter's insurance for. It's where it begins to get fuzzy is when you get your conceal and carry and then you go outside of the home and then you choose to engage somebody while using your conceal and carry. That's probably where you need to talk to your insurance company, your insurance agents, to say, how do I need to handle this?
Right. I tell you what my friends tell me is Illinois law in the United States is unlike law anywhere else in any country when it comes to what your home constitutes.
Mm-hmm.
That it, mi casa, that is my home.
Right.
And Wright's Castle, and Castle this Doctrine. All goes all the way back to when we're not going to house British soldiers in American homes Very in the good. Revolutionary War. And to this day, that is incorporated in American law. Bill, it's always good to see you.
Good to see you, Tom. Thank you.
7:33, and lock it up on your way out the door this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.